Hello, I'm Lord Davidson, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, sent to you by the will of God, not by the will of man. I want to encourage everyone tonight that is tuned in to this audio or that might hear it in days to come. I want to take a look back at my life. I was always successful, whatever I did. But I was a young boy, lived on a farm. My father was a contractor and a sometime farmer. But I had some land, and I bought baby calves, paid $1 and $2 each one. I raised them into a nice group of calves. Then I sold them and bought adult calves. Then I bought some horses. And they produced a foal that was worth $700. And I used that money to bring Patty, my first wife, and Kathy, now mine, when she was less than 7 months old, to Japan. I tell you this not to be boasting, but I was always successful in what I did. I was successful in the Navy, had a good position, worked for the commanding, for the chief medical officer of the Far East Command in Japan, for his boss, Dr. Cone, Captain Marshall Cone, Medical Corps, U.S. Navy, from Chicago. His boss was Vice Admiral Callahan, Commander of Naval Forces, Far East. Always was successful in what I did. I got out of the Navy. I went to the University of Missouri. I graduated from the School of Veterinary Medicine in 1962. And I went to work. I did well, worked hard. I did that when I was young. I was honest. I worked hard as a veterinarian. I acquired properties. I acquired a valuable piece of property where I built my hospital, Veterinary Hospital, at 121 at US 75, just a few hundred yards west of 75. And that turned out to be worth a lot of money. I bought a farm in Collin County, 50 acres, and it grew to be worth a lot of money. I bought a farm in Missouri. It grew to be worth several $100,000. I was always successful in what I did. But when I was 37, in 1969, the Lord Jesus Christ entered my life in a way that I never expected. I will share one thing about my life. In 1967, I owned 3 acres of land on 121 just west of US 75. I wasn't sure that was a property that I wanted to build on. I had a friend that owned 2 acres of land on 380 just west of Highway 380, just west of 75 in McKinney. I asked his friend if he would consider selling that land to me. He said, "Well, frankly, I don't want to sell it, but if you need it, I'll sell it to you." He was a good friend. I drove out west of McKinney, west of US 75, less than a quarter of a mile, probably an eighth of a mile. I pulled up in front of this land, and I was sitting there thinking about it. I was born again. I received Jesus when I was but a boy, but I didn't obey. And I was sitting in front of that land, west of McKinney on 380, probably an eighth of a mile. Do I want to purchase this property to build a veterinary hospital? I rarely ever shared this, but down in my belly, where the spirit of a man is, it says in Proverbs 20:26, the spirit of a man is a candle of the Lord, searching out the inward parts of the belly. The spirit of a man is a candle of the Lord, searching out the inward parts of the belly. I was sitting there, and down in my belly, my lower abdominal cavity, it was like a rod stirring liquid, which there was no liquid there, just bam. And I heard in there those stirrings, "You will not buy this property." It so scared me. I drove straight from that property out to my 3 acres on 121. And I started that day to build a new veterinary hospital. I built it knowing that I was going to have to sell it. I knew God didn't want me to keep it. I built it, and in January 2, 1970, I sold it to a partner that I'd brought in previously, or sold my part of it. So, I want to say, I've always been successful in the eyes of the world. I've been successful financially. But in January 2nd, 1970, God took my life over, and He started leading me in a path that was pleasing to Him. He'll do the same for you. During that 1970, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75 and 76, I suffered some difficult days. You suffer. In Hebrews it tells us, when you're tempted. I was tempted on every side. Could not believe that God had directed me to do what I was doing. All of my family forsook me, rejected me. Oh, my wife and daughter lived with me, but they did not believe that I was doing what God wanted me to do. My sisters, brother-in-laws, mother, father, all of my relatives, all my professional friends, veterinarians, physicians, dentists, lawyers, businessmen, professors, they thought I had made a major mistake. Friends, I'm telling you this because I've been right where you may be tonight, or where you are, thinking you're all alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. The man named Jesus of Nazareth is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He knows where you're at. He knows your temptations. He has been there, experienced it. Don't be afraid. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. He's with you. He knows everything about you. He knows that every hair in your head is numbered. He knows your name is written in the book of life. He knows that it's recorded all of the substance that you're made of. I believe that's Psalm 138. Friends, don't be afraid. Oh, I know you will be. I was. And I still have days. If I don't pray, I'm afraid. But I believe the Word. I believe Jesus is for me and not against me. I believe He knows my every need. He even knows my wants, and He will supply them. Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I've taught this for years. You'll have to get your needs met before you get into the want category. He's for you. Don't be afraid. No, don't be afraid. Your angels are watching over you. And the Lord is in charge. The Lord Jesus in charge of all the angels. And He will not let your angels depart from you. No, Hebrews chapter 1, 14 and 15 says they're ministering spirits. Angels are sent to minister to heirs of salvation. Friends, don't be afraid. Oh, I know you can be scared, real afraid. I mean, real afraid. Just thinking you're not going to make it. But you know, there's somebody that knows that you are going to make it, and his name is Jesus of Nazareth. Oh, he knows. He is your shepherd. He's watching over you. My friends, I plead with you. Don't be afraid. Fear not, little children. It is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom of God. Don't be afraid. Oh, I know what it's like to be forsaken. Oh, you know, you can think that nobody loves you, and you're most likely right. But Jesus loves you, and he won't leave you nor forsake you. Never. So, I've said enough to keep you going, at least for tonight. God loves you. I love you. Jesus loves you. And I'm praying. And when I pray for you, Jesus, the intercessor, intercedes for you. And the angels, they intercede. Say, don't be afraid, friends. Be bold. Be bold. Our country is in a huge mess. You know why? Because the religious leaders of America have rejected the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Their self-righteousness will not sustain them. They'll fall. They'll be destroyed because they won't call upon the Lord and believe him and walk with him uprightly in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I've said enough for tonight. God bless you, love you, and good night from Plano, Texas. This is Doyle Davidson.